Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. The Jews do not honor covenants, nor can be trusted, and the mediators are not honest. The Jewish entity has violated the ceasefire agreement on Gaza more than 80 times, resulting in numerous martyrs and injuries, in addition to the demolition of homes and the destruction of property. The prime minister of the Jewish entity even boasted that he dropped 153 tons of bombs on the Gaza Strip in a single day. As for the mediators, their leader Trump represents the largest colonialist state, an enemy of Allah, his messenger, and Muslims. He boasts that he supplied the Jews with the most powerful weapons. He never ceases to issue threats to destroy Hamas if it does not fulfill the agreement, ignoring the fact that his close associate Netanyahu is the one who violates the agreement and breaks the covenants every time, under any flimsy pretext, just like his monstrous entity. As for the rest of the mediators, well, what can we say? They are the ones who remained silent for two whole years during the Jews' war on Gaza. As silent as the dead, they did not even sever their ties with the criminal entity. In fact, some of them supplied it with weapons, equipment, and other necessities of life. Those mediators who boast about providing some aid to the people of Gaza are not honest. Rather, they are more inclined toward the Jewish entity and more obedient to their master, America. Hizb Tahrir has stated in its publications that this agreement is booby-trapped, meaning that it is full of loopholes that the Jewish entity can exploit to justify its breach of the agreement. This has been confirmed by many analysts, in addition to the fact that the history of the Jews has been blackened by the breach of covenants and agreements, starting with their killing of their prophets, passing through their dark history with the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then their behavior in Europe until they forced them to live in cantons and imposed on them racial discrimination laws through which they ostracized them, and not least of which is their dirty history in Palestine and Lebanon. O Muslims, your enemies know for certain that they are unable to confront you in a real war led by sincere leaders. Your calamity lies in your rulers who serve their masters, the colonialist countries, and the monstrous Jewish entity. They do not care for your rights, nor do they preserve your dignity, and they conspire with your enemies against you. So learn from what is happening. Make a decision and work with Hizb Tahrir to establish the second Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, on the method of prophethood, for in it lies your glory, and through it lies victory over your enemies. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قاتلوهم يعذبهم الله بأيديكم ويخزيهم وينصركم عليهم ويشف صدور قوم مؤمنين ويذهب غيظ قلوبهم ويتوب الله على من يشاء والله عليم حكيم. So fight them, and Allah will punish them at your hands, put them to shame, help you overcome them, and soothe the hearts of the believers, removing rage from their hearts, and Allah pardons whoever He wills, for Allah is all-knowing, all-wise. At-Tawbah 14-15. The Central Media Office of Hizb Tahrir.